This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I wanna grow up, find a Toys R Us kit. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't wanna grow up,
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got the best for so much less.
You'll really flip your lid.
Some bikes, two trains, two video games.
It's the biggest toy store there is. Gee whiz! Toys R Us kid.
Once a Toys R Us kid.
Always a Toys R Us kid.
If you've been keeping tabs on the whole Toys R Us fiasco in the US, then you know that Toys R Us will be closing all of its stores in the US unless there's some last-minute deal to keep the best locations alive and running, which at this point doesn't look like it's going to happen, so Toys R Us will be shutting down its physical stores for good. And that's sad, because the Toys R Us brand has been synonymous with the childhood of millions of children across multiple generations, and they always have all the best toys, and once you're in there, you just want to buy everything, because as a kid, that's the dream, right? But the unfortunate part about all this is that while Toys R Us caters to the innocence and wonderment of children, they have to operate in a very harsh adult world where things like debt and business plans and bankruptcy are very real, very volatile things. What makes things worse for Toys R Us is that just a few months ago, Toys R Us CEO David Brandon mapped out a plan of upgrading online sales, renovating stores, and introducing augmented reality into their shopping experience. The goal here was to keep most of the outlets open and maybe close a few low-performing branches in order to help the others get back to making good profits. But in order to do this, to sort of reboot their business plan, Toys R Us had to file for bankruptcy and give themselves a fresh start. Now, declaring bankruptcy is a very risky move, and Toys R Us as a whole were not able to meet sales expectations during the 2017 holiday season, which made their position even worse than it was before, which is why sometime in March 2018, the company announced that their plan to reboot won't be happening and that they'll be shutting down all their stores in the US. So yeah, the company's sharp pivot from reorganization to liquidation is a shocking turn of events, but like every other major business disaster, there's always something to learn and take away at the end of the day. USA Today had a pretty good article on their website about why Toys R Us couldn't survive bankruptcy, and I figured it would be a pretty interesting topic to discuss on today's show. And we'll kick things off by talking about the biggest reason why Toys R Us had been forced out of business, and it's because their debts were just too much to bear. This is 5 for Fortune with Arvind Yuvaraj, and this episode is called 5 Reasons Why Toys R Us Couldn't Survive Bankruptcy.
Number 1.
There's a quote by Benjamin Franklin that goes, "Rather go to bed without dinner than to rise in debt." And it's a powerful quote because it tells you just how much of a burden having debt can be, which is something I'm sure any of us with loans or outstanding credit card balances or even a student loan that hasn't been paid off can relate to. Of course, Ben Franklin lived in a very different time, and living debt-free is easier said than done, but the moral of the quote is that it's okay if you're not making more money or even living in luxury or surrounded by luxury, as long as you are not in debt. And Toys R Us had way too much debt. Now, the company had been accumulating liabilities for a few years as it is before Bain Capital and other firms took Toys R Us private in 2005. So in 2005, they were already accumulating a lot of debt on their plate that they had to pay off. And by the time the company was approaching bankruptcy in 2017, it still had about $5 billion US dollars in liabilities, which, when you think about it, for a company that was struggling to reach out to its customers on digital platforms, is a massive burden that they just didn't need at the time. What it means is that Toys R Us was always at a disadvantage because even when they made money, very little of it was used to benefit themselves. Their funds always went towards covering their debts. So for years and years and years, Toys R Us was basically surviving instead of thriving. Now, I can't get into the details of why Toys R Us accumulated so much debt or how they tried to get rid of it to get through the holiday season because there's just not enough time to get into all the details on the show. But if you're interested to get into the nitty-gritty of it, there's a very good article on Reuters called How $5 Billion Worth of Debt Caught Up with Toys R Us. Go look it up, check it out if you're interested in the finer details of how it all went bad for the big toy store. In short, they had way too much debt. Vendors and merchants knew about it and were not willing to make deals with Toys R Us because they were afraid the company wouldn't be able to pay them back. So Toys R Us tried to raise about $200 million before the holidays so that the supply chain wouldn't be interrupted or affected, but even that didn't work out too well. So now they are here at this point. Okay, so debt may have been Toys R Us's biggest downfall, but another crucial factor in their collapse was timing. And how announcing bankruptcy at the wrong time ultimately backfired in ways that the company didn't even imagine. Terrible timing is number two on today's list.
Number two.
See, Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy in September 2017, which is the worst time to do something so drastic because September is only a couple of months away from the long holiday season, which is always the most profitable season for any major retailer, right? Business analysts and experts say that the right move would have been to postpone the announcement and focus on having a strong holiday sales first and then filing for bankruptcy in maybe February or March or, you know, whenever the following year, instead of announcing to investors and suppliers and even customers that the company was in deep, deep trouble. Now, here's the thing. A lot of companies file for bankruptcy and then come out of it after they've managed to raise enough money and turn a profit. And to be honest, customers don't really care that much. In the US alone, customers have used bankrupt airlines and car companies so much that they've been able to survive being bankrupt itself. And the services of those guys are way more important than a toy company. But you see, the problem was, suppliers already caught rumors of internal struggles at Toys R Us before the holidays, and a lot of them were hesitant to make deals with the toy store because they were worried they wouldn't get their money back. So Toys R Us figured, okay, we'll file for bankruptcy, we'll let everyone know exactly what's going on and what we plan to do, and then we'll raise some cash, reboot, and come out of this mess. It sounded straightforward at the time, but what Toys R Us didn't expect was for so many deals to go bad consecutively and for them to have an even worse holiday season than they ever expected. See, a huge selling point at Toys R Us is their return policy with a sort of warranty attached to it, as well as their gift cards, right? But after they filed for bankruptcy, they also announced that they would only be accepting gift cards through April 2018. So you can sort of see why, as a customer, you wouldn't be too keen on buying from Toys R Us during the holidays, because now the return policy is affected, and also you've got about 4-ish months to cash in on your vouchers instead of the usual 12 months to a year, right? So the whole thing was just one big cyclical mess for Toys R Us. They had to file for bankruptcy because suppliers were already becoming hesitant around them, and when they did, customers picked up on it and their sales over the holidays plummeted as well. Toys R Us basically had one opportunity to bounce back up, or at least one time to show good profits, but the timing of the bankruptcy was so bad that it made a bad situation even worse for the company. We're going to talk a little bit more about why this particular holiday season was different for Toys R Us and difficult for Toys R Us, and it has a lot to do with online shopping. No surprise there. Stick around, that's coming up after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to 5 for Fortune. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and today we're discussing 5 reasons why Toys R Us couldn't survive bankruptcy. And this is pretty much confined to the US because, as you know, Toys R Us has decided to close all its physical stores in the United States because they just can't keep up in this changed economy. One big reason Toys R Us failed fast and hard is because of last year's holiday season, which Toys R Us was hoping to turn a profit in, but instead made way less than they expected. Here's why.
Number 3.
Once Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy, all their bets were placed on having a strong holiday season in 2017. That's normally their strongest season of the year, so they expected this year to be the same, especially since they had a different strategy in mind to fight off competition. See, the difference with Toys R Us and, say, other online retailers like Amazon is that Toys R Us always makes sure that they have stock of hot items and popular toys throughout the holiday season. So, if we're looking at 2017, that would be toys from Star Wars The Last Jedi and maybe even Thor Ragnarok. And the other thing about Toys R Us is that it's a physical store, so you don't have delivery issues or delivery worries, right? Once you buy a toy, you have in your hand your toy. Simple as that. So, and here's something sneaky. Toys R Us also has the habit of selling late at high margins once competitors sell out of their popular items. And this attracts plenty of these last-minute shoppers who cannot depend on online deliveries and they cannot be on waiting lists anymore. And they are willing to pay a higher price to get the gift or the toy they want, right? All of this made perfect sense for Toys R Us, but they didn't plan for 2017 to be a very different holiday season in terms of toy sales and hot inventory. See, for some reason, toy sales saw a decline in 2017. Apparently, kids were more focused on digital platforms, surprise, surprise, and gadgets, and maybe even video games instead, which meant that competitors never ran out of stock. Toys R Us couldn't sell at a higher margin, therefore, and companies like Amazon were selling hot products throughout the holiday season right up to the very end. Online stores also leverage on same-day and two-day shipping guarantees, which took away the delivery worries that customers usually have. Now, they didn't have to beat traffic, they didn't have to beat the crowd, they could sit at home and order for whatever they wanted, and they would get it delivered to their house within 24 hours. In a scenario like this, Toys R Us, who don't have a strong online presence, just couldn't compete, and actually found themselves at a bigger disadvantage because of the bankruptcy that was looming over them. Speaking of competitors, they are a big reason why Toys R Us is where it is today. And if you thought Toys R Us was being sneaky for jacking prices after everyone else ran out of stock, wait till you hear what their competitors did.
Number 4.
Now, you'd think that in a sphere where everyone is basically in the same business, that people would be kind of compassionate towards one another, right? No, not really. If last year's holiday season was any indication, it shows that business is harsh and competition is ruthless. And when guys like Amazon, Walmart, and Target knew that Toys R Us was in trouble, they behaved exactly like sharks would when there's blood in the water, and they went straight for the kill. All these companies basically knew that the toy giant was wounded and proactively took steps to destroy them while they were down, or at least that's how Toys R Us relayed the story in a court filing. Perspectives, right? When Amazon and Target and Walmart knew that Toys R Us was struggling, they slashed their prices even more than they normally would, and they basically ratcheted toy discounts during the holiday season. These toys were priced at such low margins that they were pretty much loss leaders at this point. But the competition didn't care because it meant drawing customers from Toys R Us away from Toys R Us and stifling their revenue even further. So, in a time when Toys R Us badly needed to pile up profits, its competitors made sure that the toy giant wouldn't be able to bounce back by offering extremely low prices and aggressively ramping up all their same-day delivery guarantees. Again, Toys R Us just couldn't compete because they weren't even prepared for a scenario like that in the first place. Before we get into the final segment on today's episode, I just want to remind you that if you miss any parts of the show, you can always download or stream it again via the BFM app, which is of course available for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Now, let's talk about the final reason why Toys R Us couldn't survive bankruptcy. We've discussed heavy debt, terrible timing, and competitors. And now on the top of that pile are the vendors and investors who got... what is the word for it? Who got skittish when they heard that Toys R Us was having serious problems.
Number 5.
It's a known thing in retail that nervousness is contagious. When a company is in trouble and other entities are worried about them making good on their investments, that sense of nervousness gets passed around quickly and easily. And for a company like Toys R Us, who are already in debt, that sense of nervousness could be the defining factor in if or not they make it out of bankruptcy. And obviously they didn't. Once vendors and creditors learned about the bankruptcy, they started to slowly stay away from making any more deals with Toys R Us. The reason for this is pretty simple and straightforward. These entities work on trust and the understanding that a company will make good on their payments once the profits come in. But when your company is bankrupt and there is no money to go around, vendors start to lose faith that they will ever get their money back in time, if ever, right? That is not a good sentiment to have, especially when retailers depend heavily on these creditors during peak season to get their stock and inventory rolling. It's also a known thing that creditors who know their money isn't coming in anytime soon will always cut ties now so that they can calculate their losses and move on as quickly as possible instead of trying their luck and prolonging the inevitable. The common way of doing things is to cut loose and stay away from accumulating any more credit, which is exactly what happened in the case of Toys R Us. And because of this, the toy company had issues with the supply chain, they didn't have as much stock as they expected, and they were having issues bringing in hot inventory from some vendors during the peak holiday season. And for a company that depends on the smoothness of the supply chain, having a shaky process in the middle of the holidays was enough to take them from reboot mode all the way to complete closure. Anyway, that's all the time that we have on today's show. I'm kind of sad that Toys R Us is shutting down, but remember that it's only in the US. We still have our Toys R Us here in Malaysia. It's business as usual. That's good, which makes me pretty glad that that's the case. And also stick around because Enterprise Biz Bytes is coming up in a bit, and we've got some pretty good tech stories and business stories to keep you up to date on what's what in the world of entrepreneurship. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on 5 for Fortune, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.